This morning, a Department of Defense contractor and his wife are being held without bail in Hawaii, suspected of being Russian spies. Authorities arrested 66-year-old Walter Primrose for identity theft last week. He's accused of living for nearly 30 years under the name of a dead Texas infant named Bobby Fort. His wife, Gwen Morrison, also accused of illegally changing her name to a deceased Texas child, Julie Montague. Charging documents say the couple agreed to assume the identities of deceased American-born infants and have been fully living in these fraudulently assumed identities since 1987. Prosecutors allege the couple obtained Social Security cards, driver's licenses, and passports. And Primrose got a job with the U.S. Coast Guard in 1994, earning him a secret-level security clearance when he joined the Department of Defense in Hawaii. When searching the couple's Oahu home, authorities say they found old pictures of them in Russian KGB uniforms, apparently taken in the 1980s. Morrison's attorney claiming the picture was a joke.
My client wants everyone to know that she is not a spy.
Authorities also say they found an invisible ink kit, documents with coded language, and military base maps. Neighbors didn't suspect anything unusual was going on.
Bobby used to do the yard and he just wore headphones. And he just kept himself.
The couple is not being charged with espionage, but experts think these fraud charges are just the beginning.
I get the real sense that the government is looking at much more serious charges and that they have charged them with identity theft to hold them.
In court, prosecutors called Primrose a flight risk with troubling possible overseas connections. If convicted on all charges, he faces 17 years in prison. Mona, Andrew.